我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，今天是一个非常重要的日子，我们纪念耶稣基督的诞生。我们不仅纪念，我们还要像博士那样，带着最珍贵的礼物来朝拜你，因为你是配得荣耀、珍贵、权柄的神。主啊，让我们今天来到这里的每一位朋友、每一位弟兄姐妹，都非常清楚我们所敬拜的是谁。我们所等候的那位弥赛亚，他已经降临了。他不仅降临在世界上，他也降临在我们的内心中。谢谢天父，你赐给我们圣诞节的最好礼物，就是耶稣基督。但愿这位耶稣基督成为我们一生的财富，成为我们一生追求的目标，成为我们人生的意义。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿们。
今天是圣诞夜。
Today is the eve of Christmas.
很多人都已经开始旅行了。
Many are on travel.
按照我们教会的传统，今天晚上耶稣诞生在犹太国的伯利恒城。
Based on what we know, Jesus was born on Bethlehem tonight.
是在伯利恒城的一个马槽里。
In a manger.
伯利恒在耶路撒冷南方大概六英里的地方，一个小镇。
Bethlehem is about 6 miles away from Jerusalem.
它是大卫的家，所以又称为大卫之城。
It's the home of King David, so it's called the town of David.
在旧约，先知米迦曾经这样预言说：“伯利恒，以法他，你在犹大诸城中未小。”将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And the prophet has said this, which is this? I don't have that one.
You can repeat it in Matthew. Matthew chapter 2.This.
Yes, sorry. The prophet has said, and which is, we just read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
犹太人盼望在伯利恒城诞生一个比大卫更加伟大的君王。
The Israelite longed for the coming of a one which is greater than King David.
这件事情果然实现。
And it has become reality.
可惜犹太人没有做好准备。
But the Israelite was not prepared.
他们还在等待。
They are still waiting.
他们错过了在历史上最重要的一个机会。
They missed that magic moment.
今天你准备好了没有？
Are we prepared today?
你准备好了迎接基督的降临吗？
Are we prepared to receive his birth?
我们常常会讥笑那些犹太人。
We often laugh about the Israelites.
但愿我们不要成为犹太人同样的下场。
But we hope we're not like the Jewish people are still waiting for the birth of Savior.
怎么样准备呢？
How we become prepared?
今天我们就要从博士的礼物当中来学习准备迎接基督降临的一个很重要的功课。
We hope we'll learn from those magi from the East.
我们很多人已经很习惯伯利恒的马槽是什么样子。
Many are very familiar with the manger in Bethlehem.
玛利亚坐在里面。
Mary was sitting inside.
约瑟她的丈夫站在旁边。
Joseph standing by.
一个小耶稣睡在一个小篮子里。
There's a baby lying in the manger.
然后牧羊人来朝见他们。
And then the shepherds come visiting them.
等一会三个博士送上礼物。
Then the magi come.
这个圣诞夜是非常紧凑的。
That's a very compact picture of Christmas.
圣诞夜把所有的人都搞到一起。
And this picture involves all.
圣诞夜过了第二天，就到商店去买东西了。
And second day, and we all go to the mall.
这就是我们近代人的圣诞节的故事。
That is the modern Christmas.
实际上，按照圣经的记载，博士和牧羊人不是同一个晚上到的。
Based on the record in the scripture, the Magi and the shepherd didn't arrive the same day.
根据历史的分析，这个博士到达马槽的时间可能要在那些牧羊人之后一年。
And based on careful analysis, Magi didn't arrive until almost a year after the shepherd.
博士也不是只有三个，是几个，但是我们把它说成三个。
And there was not an exact account of three Magi, maybe a group.
所以圣诞节要过得慢一点。
So we need to slow down our pace for the Christmas.
要过得长一点。
And we need to be reflecting longer.
我上次就讲过了，从这个降临节开始，要花四个礼拜来准备圣诞节。
And last time we discovered from the Advent, there need to be 4 weeks.Before Christmas.
按照教会的传统，在这四个礼拜里面，我们就要思想，我们就要准备。
Based on the Christian preaching, that we need to reflect, think, and appreciate within all the 4 weeks before Christmas.
大部分的基督徒在这四个礼拜里面，主要是禁食祷告。
Most Christians would fast within these 4 weeks.
通过祷告，通过思想，通过默想，好好准备迎接这位耶稣基督的降临。
Through prayer and meditation, and we're ready to receive Christ, His birth.
圣诞节前不是买礼物的时候。
The eve of Christmas is not all about gifts.
圣诞节要不要送礼物呢？
And do we need to give gifts?
要送的。礼物是有重要意义的。
Nothing's wrong about that. It's pretty important.
所以教会定了一个日期，就是12月26号才开始叫 Boxing Day 包礼物。
So the church has defined the 26th as a Boxing Day.
不是在圣诞节送的，是圣诞节以后开始送的。
It's one day after Christmas.
圣诞节以前，我们的思想集中在这位婴孩上面。
Because we want our thoughts focused on the baby Jesus before Christmas.
马槽的图画，今天所大家所看到的马槽图画有一点不正确。
And the picture we normally see representing Christmas, a baby lying in the manger, does not picture all we should know.
根据那个 Justin, 就是第二世纪的教父，他告诉我们。伯利恒的马槽是什么样子
？According to Justin, second century Catholic father,
伯利恒的马槽是一个山洞。
And the manger in Bethlehem is usually a cave-like.
所以耶稣实际上是诞生在一个山洞里面。
And Jesus was most likely was born in a cave.
这个 Justin 的这个报道非常准确，因为他就是从伯利恒来的。
Because Justin was born in Bethlehem.
Yes.
And then, so his account is probably most accurate.
今天我们在伯利恒可以看到有一个山洞，据说这个山洞就是耶稣诞生的。
Today we believe that one cave is the birthplace for Jesus.
但是我想不大准确，这只是一种这个旅游兴趣。
And it's become the modern.Tourist symbol.
不过它能够告诉我们耶稣诞生的地方什么样子。
It does represent the birthplace of Jesus Christ.
如果你要进这个山洞，这个山洞很矮，你头要低下来。
This cave has a very low entrance. If you want to get in, you have to basically bow down.
就是我们在座的最矮的人可能都要低下来。
And even the shortest among us over here would still have to bow down to enter.
那像这个个子比较高的人就要低得很厉害了。
And for those who are tall, and you have to try very hard.
他告诉我们一个真理。
And this tells one thing.
你要进到马槽里。 你要低头。
If you want to get enter into the manger, you have to bow down.
你要屈膝，你要跪拜。
And we need to be humble and bow ourselves.
今天很多人在迎接耶稣的诞生，但是他们错过了机会。
Today, many are waiting and receiving the birth of Christ, but we miss our chances.
今天很多人在呼喊救主啊，救救我！实际上，耶稣就在他们旁边，他们找不到救主。
Many would call, "Savior, save me." But not realizing Jesus is nearby.
今天很多人就在马槽的门口，但是他们进不去。
Many are standing at the entrance of manger, but we can't get in.
什么道理？
Why is that?
他们不愿意低头。
Because we are not willing to bow down and to enter.
他们不愿意屈膝，他们不愿意跪拜。
Because we don't have get into the habit of kneel down.
我们生活在这个民主时代，我们从来不拜什么东西。
Because we're living in the such a high democracy, a democratic society, we're not used to that idea.
因为这位婴孩是神，来到这样一位神面前的唯一的一个态度就是拜。
Because the infant laying in the manger is our Lord, and the only way to enter is to bow ourselves.
在一位真神面前，一个最自然的行动就是敬拜。
And when you come to the Savior, the only thing we can do is worship Him.
如果你不能谦卑下来拜他，那说明你还没有见到神。
If we can't be humble ourselves, we'll not see Him.
我们来看看这些博士，他们从遥远的地方，他们来敬拜这位神。
Let's look those magi. They have to travel far from the east.To worship the Lord.
而那些就在旁边，伯利恒城旁边，就在耶路撒冷住的那些犹太人，他们错过了这位救主。
For those Israelites, they live in Bethlehem. They are nearby. They miss their chance.
那些博士估计要很远很远，可能要走一年两年的路程，但是他们找到了救主。
The Magi are possibly have to travel 1 year to 2 years before they can arrive Bethlehem.
但是那些犹太人，耶稣就是为他们降生的，弥赛亚就是他们所等待的，他们找不到救主。
Jesus came for the Israelites, but they missed their chance.
那些博士真是我们值得学习的榜样。
And we can all learn from those Magi.
中文把他们翻成博士，其实呢比较准确的应该说是术士。
This is some Chinese translation about magi, we'll just refer as magi.
术就是算术的术，就是行法术的、行魔术的魔术师，就像这些。
And,
这个字不太容易翻译。
And there's the Chinese translation have certain.Sense of magician-like.
这些人呢，有人猜测东方来的可能就是中国人。
Some say magi from east, they must be from China.
那么我们中国人就感到很光荣。我们犹太人不要耶稣，我们从东方来。
So some Chinese feel pretty proud that the Israelites missed their chances, and we didn't.
不过这个也不准确，这个中国人去的可能性很小。比较可能的，根据这个希罗多德，他们是马代的一个术士，马代的术士。
And we didn't believe the Chinese are likely to be those magi, but the more accurate account by Herod taught us, and it would be those from Persian area.
他们是波斯国的，就像祭司那样，就像利未人。在波这个以色列人的地位，他们在波斯国就相当于是祭司。
Magi in Persian, it would be almost like Levites among the Israelites.
在波斯国，如果没有术士那些术士在场的话，就不能献祭的。
And you cannot offer sacrifice in Persian area if there's no presence of Magi.
他们很有学问，他们在医学上 在天文学上，在这个自然科学上很有学问。
They are very knowledgeable in terms of medicine, natural science, about the universe.
他们特别对星有研究。
And they are very knowledgeable about stars.
他们看见了天上的星，他们知道这个星是不简单的星。
And they see the stars, they make reference to represent something.
根据他们的理论，就是这个平时这个星呢是按照一定的轨道在走的，突然如果出来一粒星跟平时的星不一样，那就说明神有特殊的计划出来。
Magi believe all stars has its own routine orbitary, but if there's one new star showing bright, and it usually means God has arranged something.
他们到底看见了什么星？
What they have seen?
根据很多人研究了，这个不一定准确。大概在主耶稣诞生前十一年，在天空中出现过一次哈雷彗星。
They believe about 11 years before Jesus was born, and they have seen the star Halley.
在公元前七年，土星和木星会合。发出非常特别的光辉。
And 7 years before Jesus was born, Saturn and Jupiter, has the closest encounter, and there was very spectacular lights.
所以呢，很多人很相信这是公元前七年，就是耶稣诞生前七年，这样一个星发生的事情。
And many believe.And pretty accurate was 7 years before Jesus was born.
所以你可以想象那些博士要在耶稣诞生前六年开始走，慢慢走，然后一直走到这个伯利恒。
And you could even think those magi might start their travel from that time.
还有呢，在公元前三年左右，大概五年到二年之间。在星天上也发现一个很奇异的现象。
And 3 years before Jesus was born, there was another new lighting phenomenon.
这个是在埃及的米苏尼月的第一天，狗星和太阳同时升起，天空中出现一个非常特殊的光辉。
It was in the first day of the month Misery.In Egypt, it was Pluto and Sun was rising the same time, and it causes another light show.
这个米苏尼这个字呢，它的意思就是王的诞生。
Misery is in Egypt means the birth of a king.
所以我们现在不很准确到底哪一个星他们，但是在耶稣诞生前确实。天上有一些很特殊的现象出现。
And all the specifics we don't know, but one thing was certain: before Jesus was born, there was so many phenomena and related to stars.
这些博士们千里迢迢，他们在期待着这位君王的诞生，他们要去朝拜他，他们不远千里，他们要来见这位婴孩。
And these magi travel thousands of miles and coming to worship the newborn.
他们不是到伯利恒，到耶路撒冷，是为了找一份工作。
They didn't come to seek all the riches of wealth coming to Jerusalem.
他们不是到希伯兰大学去为了念个博士学位。
They wasn't seeking for a doctor degree either.
他们也不是问这位新诞生的君王要一件圣诞礼物。
And they didn't come to seek for gifts from the newborn king.
他们是自己带着礼物要去给这位君王。
But they carry their own gift to come to the worship the new king.
当耶稣基督来到这个世界的时候，很多人无动于衷，不感兴趣。
When Jesus was born, many was indifferent about.
但是也有不少人就像这些博士一样，他们在渴望。他们在期待，他们心里充满着寻求神的思想。
But money received with open heart, like those magi, because they have longed for the Savior to be born.
因为他们知道，要真正的幸福，没有神是不可能的。
Because they realize they can never have the eternal happiness, without
Jesus.
Without Jesus.
这个世界不能没有主。
And the world cannot have a Lord.
耶稣基督就是这个世界的主。
Jesus is the Lord.
世界本来就离不开他们的主。
The world cannot exist without our Savior.
我们要学习的第一个功课，就是我们要有一种朝拜的渴望。
The first lesson we learn is that we have to be humble and wholeheartedly worshiping.
今天我们很多人已经失去了那种渴望去朝拜神的心。
Today we don't have the deeper motivation for worshiping.
第二个功课我们要学习的，就是要准备礼物。
The second lesson we learn is to be prepared with our gifts.
三位这几位博士带来了珍贵的礼物。
The Magi carry with them all the best they have.
他们打开宝盒，里面放着黄金、乳香、没有。
And they, when they give their gifts, it's a gift of gold, incense, and myrrh.
礼物很贵重
and all of those are very precious.
连盒子都是宝盒
and the container was also precious.
我们中国人有一句话说，千里送鹅毛，礼轻情意重。
There's a Chinese saying, if you send a feather from thousand miles away, the gift might be light, but the meaning is pretty sincere.
Very good.
Sorry.
所以肯定这些博士不是中国人，中国人是礼轻情意重。
So from this we might guess that those magi are not from China, because we wouldn't carry the heavy things.
这些博士他们是千里送珍宝，礼重情意重。
And those magi carry all those heavy gifts, the best they have. So the gift is heavy.And the sincerity is even better.
我们来看这三件礼物。第一件是黄金。
And we could look at in more detail. The first was gift of gold.
黄金是五金之首。
Gold is the most precious among the precious metal.
金子是献给君王最好的礼物。
And gold are usually gifts for kings.
这个礼物表明什么？表明耶稣基督是王。
And the gift meaning here that it's given to the baby means Jesus is king.
耶稣基督是来做王的。
Jesus coming as our king.
你这个礼物就反映了你的态度。
And the gift of gold and represent that.
你送给耶稣黄金就表明他是王。
You give him gift of gold, then you know he's your king.
你送给耶稣一本书，就表明他是老师。
You send him a book, it represents he's our teacher.
耶稣基督的降生，他不是要用武力来征服这个世界。
Jesus come, is not to conquer the world with force.
他是要用十字架。来统治我们的内心。
He came to rule with cross.
他用他的十字架来彰显他的爱。
And through cross, he reveals his love for us.
今天你有没有准备好黄金
？Are we prepared our own gold?
来献给这位新生的君王。
To give to the newborn king.
礼物要贵重。不贵重不能够表明你的心。
The gift has to be most precious to us.
第二件礼物是乳香。
The second is incense.
乳香是一种树脂。
And it is
a gum of a tree, something.
Yes.
它加工以后能够成为一种香料。
It has special incense coming out of a shrub or bush.
燃烧的时候发出一种香气。
And when they're burned, and the smell is even better.
旧约圣经里面，我们看到祭司早晚两次在香坛上要烧香。
And in Old Testament time, priests would always burn incense for in the morning and in the evening.
在这个圣所里面，在坛金坛上，这个橙色饼里面也要加上乳香。
And those offerings in the temple.They also put incense in.
献素祭的时候，在这个素祭里面也要加上乳香。
When they give offering, they also add incense.
所以乳香就表明耶稣基督是祭司，大祭司。
And the gift of incense represent Jesus is the greatest priest.
新约圣经希伯来书七章二十四节告诉我们，这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的责任就长久不更换。凡靠他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。像这样圣洁、无瑕恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司。原是与我们合一的。
And in Hebrew chapter 7, verses 24-26, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our needs.One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens.
最后一样礼物就是墨药。
The last gift the Magi brought was myrrh.
这个墨药是苦的，有点苦味。
And it tastes bitter.
它是用来，主要的用途是用来在保护尸体，人死了以后不要防止发臭。
And Its main purpose is to protect the dead body from decay.
它表明基督要受苦。这位新诞生的君王，他要在十字架上受苦，他要钉死在十字架上。
This gift also represents that the newborn king will suffer for us.
这三件礼物表明了这个耶稣的身份是君王的身份，是祭司的身份。他又是一个受苦的身份。
And those gifts altogether represent Jesus is king and Jesus is priest and he'll suffer for us.
这个礼物不仅贵重，意义又非常深刻。
And those gifts each have its own meaning.
圣诞节送礼物很不容易的。
And it's not easy to give gifts at Christmas time.
你有时候送的礼物人家还不感兴趣。
And some gifts was not even received with delight.
我经常在圣诞节以后看到这个商店里好多人排队。
Very often we see that in the stores, this is not me, right? Okay, sorry. And many line in a long line waiting.
为什么排队？他们在退礼物。
And a lot of them are actually going for refunds.
礼物送的人家不喜欢。
Because most likely those are the gifts not necessarily appreciated.
你要送一个合适的礼物，你很需要费一番心思的。
If you want to give a proper gift, and it's not an easy task.
你要熟悉对方。
You have to understand who is going to receive it.
你不了解他，我都不知道送什么礼物才好。
And if we don't know the person we're giving gift to, and we can't make a good decision.
我十年前第二次来到美国，在 Wisconsin 大学。
And 10 years ago, it was my second time coming to U.S.
我带了一些礼物送给教授。
I brought some gifts for those professors.
有美国教授。比较容易，还有中国教授。
And some American professors are fairly easy for me, but there are some Chinese professors too.
我就买了一点茶叶，我想中国人喜欢喝茶叶。
I brought quite a bit of tea with me, and thinking the Chinese professor may enjoy tea.
这个安徽的黄山的茶叶是高级茶叶。
The tea coming from the Yellow Mountain are supposed to be the best.
我送到他家里，一位中国教授。
And I brought as a gift to the home of a Chinese professor.
他太太说你到这个 basement 来看看。
And his wife took me to the basement.
哇，下面全是茶叶。
The basement almost literally filled with all kind of tea.
有的茶叶都要发霉了。
Some has basically gone expired.
送的人太多。
And many sent him the same thing.
他说我都想送给你一些。
And she said, if you didn't have, I probably wouldn't give you some.
送礼物很不容易的。
It's not easy to give a proper gift.
你知道耶稣需要什么礼物吗？
Do we know what Jesus desires to receive?
你想过这个问题吗？
Have we thought about this question?
你想了很多，圣诞节送这个人，送那个人，送父母亲，送你最亲的人。你想过送给耶稣的礼物没有？
And whenever we come to Christmas, we think a lot about gifts to the people we want to send. Have we thought about the gift for Jesus?
你知道耶稣喜欢什么礼物？
Do we know what he desires?
你知道吗？
Do we know?
在圣经马太福音二十五章有这样一个比喻，山羊和绵羊的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, there's a parable about sheep and goat.
耶稣责备那些山羊，他怎么说的？他说：“因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；我渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿。”我病了，我在监狱里，你们不来看顾我。
Jesus said to the goats in that parable, For I was hungry, and you give me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you give me nothing to drink. And I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me in. I need clothes, and you didn't clothe me. And I was sick, and in prison,You did not look after me.
那些山羊他们回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了，你渴了，你做客旅，或者赤身裸体，或者病了，或者监狱里不伺候你？”
And those goat replied, Jesus, Lord, when did we see you hungry that we didn't feed you?And you're thirsty, we didn't give you something to drink. And you didn't have clothes, we didn't clothe you.
今天我们的情况很像这些山羊。
Today, we are like those goats in the parable.
我们看不见耶稣的需要。
We do not see the need of Christ.
好像耶稣什么都不缺少。
And seems to us,That nothing he's lacking.
他是万有的主，他太有钱了，我们送不出礼物来啊。
Because he's king of all kings, and we don't have a proper gift for him.
要黄金吗？我没有黄金。要乳香和没药吗？我没有，不知道到哪里去买啊。
And if he desired gold, we do not have it. If he desired incense, we don't even know where to purchase one.
还有的人告诉我，他讲的太好了，他真是中国人的讲法。他说耶稣不在乎礼物的，只要表个心意就可以了。
Many Chinese concept was, Jesus wouldn't care about gift as long as he know my heart, that'll be enough.
礼轻情意重嘛。
The gift need to be light, and its sincerity should be a representation.
真的是这样的吗？
Are we like that?
博士的礼物，圣经记得清清楚楚，把他们礼物的名字都讲出来。
And scripture give all the details about the gifts from Magi.
还有一位圣经里还有一位叫玛利亚的人，他用30两银子把玉打破，把玉瓶打破，用这个玉来膏耶稣。他圣经甚至于把这个礼物花多少钱去买都讲出来。
And another place in the scripture also give details about Mary who put was it incense on Jesus? A myrrh. Was it incense? Yeah, I'm sorry. And it gave a specific price as 30 pieces of silver.
圣经也记得很清楚。
And the scripture gave that detailed account.
不要忘记耶稣基督自己。他把他最贵重的礼物给你。
We cannot forget, Jesus gives us the best gift, the most precious, that is his life for us.
他为了救我们，他为了拯救我们从罪恶里出来，他把自己完全的显在十字架的祭坛上。
In order for him to save us, and he died on the cross for us.
耶稣没有在十字架上做个样子，表个心意，上去就下来，算了吗
？He didn't just go to the cross as a symbolism that to show us he's winning.
他是神，他如果讲一句安慰的话，我们已经受宠若惊了。
He's God, and he could be just using his words to comfort us.
今天有很多政府的领袖跑出来跟人家握手，哎呀，握了一下手，晚上都睡不着觉啊。
Today, those leadership leaders of a country or high office is coming visiting the ordinary people. If you shake his or her hands, you could be excited, you couldn't sleep in the night.
我过去也是这样的，哎呦，看见这个人省长啊，这个人是部长，哎呀，不得了啊！握一下手都高兴死了。
And I have the same experience. And if you receive the governor shook his or her hand, and you will be excited for a long time.
但是我也有个经验的，我看见这些人握手了以后啊，他回到家里，回到人家看不见的，他拿着个手帕来擦擦自己的手。
And I also have the experience.And of those people who come shake hands with people, when they turn around, when nobody's around, and they'll clean their hands, wash their hands, or wipe it away.
我还看到一个人，他拿着手帕擦了手以后，他把这个手帕甩在别人上。
And I've also seen those who would wipe his hands with handkerchief, then just threw it away.
这个才是做样子的，真正做样子的事情。
And those are just for show.
但是我们的耶稣基督并不满足于同人握手。
But Jesus, when he come, he's not just want to show us.
他不是政治家。
He is not a politician.
他不仅同情我们。
He cares for us.
他更为我们的罪付出了生命的代价。
He came to take away all of our sins.
耶稣基督对礼物太认真了。
And he is very careful in choosing his gift to for us.
他最痛恨的就是那些假冒为善的人。
What he desires at least are those who says that we worship him, but in our heart we are indifferent.
他用他自己的行动告诉了我们，这样对待礼物。
Jesus through his own actions tell us.How we should treat a gift to others.
在新约圣经，使徒保罗要求我们将身体献上，当作活的祭物，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。我们如此侍奉也是理所当然。罗马书十二章。
The Apostle Paul in Romans tell us that the best gift.As offering is our own body.
从圣经，从旧约一直到新约，对待礼物一直是非常慎重的。
And the scripture from Old Testament to New Testament, and give detailed descriptions how important are gifts.
我们再回到这个博士的礼物，黄金代表荣耀，代表珍贵。
And if we look at those gifts from the Magi again, gold means glorifying our king.
献上黄金，就是说把我的荣耀，把我的珍贵献给他。
And when you give gifts of gold, and you give all the glory to the one you give to.
把我们的荣耀献给他，就是说我们要尊主伟大。
And we receive as our master.
我们今天很多时候讲主啊主啊，主啊讲的太多了。我们有没有真的尊主伟大呢
？And today we refer Jesus as Lord, and have we treated him as Lord of our life?
乳香。代表馨香的祭物，就是代表赞美和祷告。我们要做一个祷告的基督徒。
And incense represents praising of our Lord.
And prayer.
And prayer, I'm sorry. Prayer and prayer.
我们要常常用祷告作为祭物来献给神。
And we often need to remind ourselves.Through prayer and to offer our gifts.
我们基督徒最重要的使命就是祷告。
And the important life for us as Christians are prayer.
我们只有通过祷告才能与神同工。
Through prayer, we can come in front of the Lord.
我们什么也不能做。
Because we can't do anything else.
我们什么也做不好。
Because nothing we can do would be satisfied.
莫要最后一样礼物代表要有受苦的性质。
And the last gift of myrrh represents that we need to be prepared to suffer.
我们要献上为基督受苦的一个心。
And we need to carry the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
昨天我们去了亚地马的监狱。
Yesterday,a group of us went to visit the prison in Yakima.
昨天雪下得好大，地上很滑呢。
And the snow was pretty heavy, and the road condition was pretty bad.
去探访监狱也不是很容易的。
And visiting prisoners is not an easy job.
到最后，他们把我们关在里面，我们要出来也出不来。
And when you go in.After you enter, they close you in, and you just can't go in and out at your own will.
要有受苦的心。
And we need to have the preparation for suffering.
要付出代价。
And it's a price we have to pay.
马太福音二十五章，接着回答了山羊所提出来的问题。
And in Matthew chapter 25,And there was an answer to those goats in the parable.
耶稣的需要在哪里？
Where is the need of Jesus Christ?
一句话就讲清楚，一切给别人的帮助，就是给耶稣的礼物。
Jesus says, whatever you can offer to help others is the gift for him.
一个不帮助别人的人，就是不帮助耶稣。
If you can't help others, you won't help Jesus.
这个问题我开始不大想得通，我很早就对这点我搞不大清楚。
It is not easy to understand this principle.
我想了很长时间，怎么叫帮助别人就是帮助耶稣呢？
And for a long time, I was thinking, helping others is helping Jesus.
我一直这样想，如果我早知道帮助彭弟兄就是帮助耶稣嘛，那我早帮助了。我怎么会不帮助他的呢？
And if we really understand when we help the people we want to help is helping Jesus, and I'll be fully willing to do it.
我不知道这个就是耶稣啊。
I do not understand helping others would be helping Jesus.
今天我们很多人不就是这个问题吗？
And many we still do not understand this.
我不知道这个钱是给耶稣的，如果给耶稣还要多给一点了。
And when it comes to offering,If we fully understand that is for Jesus, we would give more we can.
我想了很长时间，后来我慢慢明白了一点。
After a long while, I started to understand it.
等到我自己做父亲了，我就明白。
And it's the time when I become a father.
如果你真正想要使一位做父母的高兴
And if you think about what makes a parents happy
你最好的办法就是帮助他的孩子
And the best is to help your children
你甚至于讲一句他孩子多么漂亮多么聪明他父母都会高兴
And any praise you would give the children the parents will be very happy
是不是这样一个道理
And it's the same reason
我们的神是一位伟大的父母
And our Lord is the greatest Father.
你要讨神喜悦的最好的办法。
And if we want to make Him happy,
就是去帮助他的儿女。
Is to help His children.
也就是我们的同胞。
And that's all of us.
就是神所创造的人类。
Because He created all.
我们必须从小时候小的事情上做起。
And then we have to start from every.
耶稣所提到的事情都不是很难的。
What Jesus requires us is not difficult.
给饥饿的人吃一顿饭
And feed the hungry.
给口渴的人一杯凉水
Give drinks to those who are thirsty.
接待客人
And receive strangers.
使病人愉快
And help those who are sick.
探访监狱
And visit those
这些是每个人都能做到的
And those are all easily achievable.